Inspector English, on the morning of June 6th, 2014, you and your partner, Inspector Hildy Mulligan, were dispatched to the home of Cindy Strauss at 1124 Brandon Street. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And why were you called there?
Ms. Strauss had failed to show at work, so one of her co-workers, Bill Wilkerson, went to her house. They were led in by the landlady. When they entered, they found a nude Ms. Strauss sprawled on the foot of the stairs that opened up into her bedroom. Based on her position, she had either fallen or was pushed down the stairs.
Were you able to ascertain the cause of death?
According to the medical examiner, the cause of death was a broken neck.
Tell the court what initially made you suspect that Eric Blunt might be Cindy Strauss's killer.
We usually look at a victim's best friends, spouse, or family members. In this case, one of our clues was the presence, in plain view, of multiple photographs of Ms. Strauss and Eric Blunt that indicated a very close and personal relationship.
And what kind of pictures did you see?
Pictures of them smiling, their arms around each other, lying in bed together.
And was that the only reason you suspected Eric Blunt?
No. Several days earlier, I was investigating a murder of a 50-year-old pusher, Kevin Nyers, in the Tenderloin District. Now, in the course of this investigation, my partner and I had the occasion of interviewing Mr. Blunt several times.
How did the death of a 50-year-old pusher lead you to Eric Blunt?
On Kevin Nyers' iPad, there was an email addressed to Mr. Blunt.
And what did this email say?
It asked for $50,000 or he would, quote unquote, go public.
And did you infer from this that Kevin Nyers was trying to blackmail Eric Blunt?
I did, sir.
And when you asked Eric Blunt, what did he say about this email?
Mr. Blunt said he never received the email and that he didn't know who Kevin Nyers was.
And that was a lie, wasn't it?
It was. My partner and I had interviewed Kevin Nyers' in-laws, James and Betty Harbuck. Now, they had a deceased daughter who had a son with Kevin Nyers. This son was Eric Blunt. The Harbucks confirmed that Blunt did, in fact, know that Kevin Nyers was his biological father.
So, when Eric Blunt denied knowing who Kevin Nyers was, that was a lie.
It was a lie. And then upon asking him again, he later admitted that he did know Kevin Nyers was his biological father and that he had given him money.
Inspector, to recap, you first interviewed Eric Blunt in the murder of his biological father, and then again in the death of Cindy Strauss, correct?
Yes, sir.
Don't you find that an odd coincidence?
Nope, I do not believe in coincidences, sir.
Did Eric Blunt lie to you when you questioned him about Cindy Strauss's death?
He did. He said he had never slept with her and that he hadn't seen her the night she was, the night she died. Excuse me.
And both those statements were proved false by subsequent investigation?
Yes, sir.
I have no further questions.
Your witness, Mr. Daniels.
Inspector English, good morning.
Good morning.
Inspector, did you ever consider the possibility that Eric Blunt didn't admit he knew Kevin Nyers because he was embarrassed or even ashamed at his father, a drug addict who was always asking him for money?
Objection. Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
I never gave any thought to what Blunt was thinking about Kevin Nyers.
Is it correct that you didn't pursue Mr. Blunt as a suspect in the death of Kevin Nyers?
Yes, sir.
Was that because you didn't think he committed the murder?
He had an alibi. He was in Los Angeles the night of the murder.
So, you knew he couldn't have killed Mr. Nyers. And as it turns out, a drug dealer named Chris Walton confessed to the murder and is now serving his sentence in San Quentin. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Now, in your earlier testimony, you stated that you don't believe in coincidences. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, wouldn't you think it was a coincidence that Mr. Blunt was a person of interest in two homicide investigations, but had nothing to do with either death?
I suppose so.
You suppose so. Do you think Mr. Blunt had something to do with both deaths?
I didn't say that.
Well, what are you saying, Inspector?
I'm saying that the common denominator in both deaths is Eric Blunt.
So let me get this straight. You suspected Eric Blunt in the murder of his biological father, and because someone else confessed to the murder, you were predisposed to the biased belief that he murdered Cindy Strauss.
Objection. He's badgering the witness.
No further questions.